Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. In this daily editorial, we are getting an update from Golden Minerals, traded on the TSX and NYSE under the symbol AUMN. Shad and I are chatting with the president and CEO, Warren Wren. Now, Warren, it's been a number of months since we last had you on the show. It was back in April when we last chatted, and that was during the ramp up, let's call it, at the Rodeo mine in Mexico. Now, I wanted to bring you back on the show because we have some of the Q2 results. We had the financial results released on August 5th and some of the operational results released on August 13th. The company produced just short of 3,500 ounces of gold and a little over 12,000 ounces of silver in Q2. We saw net operating margins, $2.5 million in that Q2 period. That was after total revenues of just short of $6 million. Warren, bring us up to speed then. How is this ramp up going here at the Rodeo mine, please?
Yeah, Corey, it's gone really well for us, and we're very pleased to report that we reached full-scale production and then some in May of the previous quarter. And we had initially planned throughput at the plant of about 450 tons per day. We exceeded that by about 100 tons per day in May and June, averaging about 550 tons per day throughput. Fantastic. And at the a higher gold grade than we had planned also. We had planned a mine average of about 3.3 grams per ton. And I think our average for Q2 was about 3.6 grams per ton. So we're exceeding planned grade, exceeding planned throughput, and everything is ticking along very smoothly in the startup. So we're now at steady state and we'll continue to be producing at least 500 tons per day, looking for the sweet spot between throughput and recovery that we know we'll find. Excellent first full production quarter for us. And as predicted, we basically broke even as a company based on that income that you just mentioned, that net margin of $2.5 million.
So what about the costs that are going into this production? One thing that we have heard from a number of miners is that, look, costs are rising. Whether you look at energy costs or labor costs, they all contribute to rising costs, which is nice to see higher metals prices. But again, take us through some of your cost metrics here for what it costs to produce these ounces and any insights you can give us on how you guys are managing costs.
Glad to talk about that. We had cash costs over the quarter of about $915 per ounce of gold produced, net of silver production. And that's a little bit higher than we had initially assumed. Our initial basis was assumed to be closer to $800, $850 all in, net of silver. So we have seen a little bit of creep on this. In part, it was because April's production was a bit lower than planned until we got that second ball mill fully installed and running. But also we're seeing an increase in diesel prices. We're seeing a bit of an increase in the basic supplies for the mill, including steel prices for the balls. Liner costs are up a little bit. So there's small incremental additional costs on almost every item that goes into it. And as in aggregate, that does add to the costs, as you point out. We still think we'll easily stay well below $1,000 per ounce of gold produced here, unless there's some very big surprises in cost structure. We think our costs will come down a bit over Q2 in Q3 as we have three full months at full production rather than in Q2 where we only reached that full production in May, after a lower than planned production in April. So costs are rising, but I think we'll still see a very nice margin between the gold price and our basic cost per ounce of gold.
Well, Warren, just moving over to Rodeo's expansion, I mean, obviously when somebody goes into mining and a company starts ramping up production, the first question people ask is, what's the mine life and what's the reserves and how are you going to replace them? And on June 10th, you guys put out a good press release that just highlighted some of the expansion drill holes you've been working on at Rodeo. Bring everybody up to speed on the exploration you've been doing around the Rodeo mine.
Yeah, I'm glad to do that. You know, we had some very good results that we put out in June. You know, we identified two additional structures that have you know, economic gold values on them, one on the east side and one on the west side of the current open pit. They'll be fairly easy to access with a pit expansion if they're big enough to go after. And we're still delineating them with additional drilling. It's been a slow process with the core rig that we started using. This is hard material. It's basically taken us about a week to finish a 50-meter hole with the core rig. So we've brought in a reverse circulation rig, an RC rig, to speed that up. The RC rig can theoretically drill a hole a day as opposed to a hole a week. So we'll get the rest of the information we need very rapidly since we brought the RC rig in. And we'll have the data that we need to evaluate the opportunity to expand the mine life, you know, within the next few months. Now, we initially planned a 2.5-year mine life here. We knew the system continued. We needed to get going based on timing for us with the end of the Hecla lease in 2020. So we started based on the fairly short mine life, given that there was not a lot of capital cost involved. And we definitely expect to expand that. The question is for how much, how long. And we'll know that within the next, say, 3 months or so.
So, Warren, can you give us ballpark in terms of what you would like to see out of these results that would contribute to an expanded mine life, to the overall growth of this project?
Yeah, I certainly can. You know, we're looking right now at an internal cutoff of about 2 grams per ton gold for the higher grade portion of the resource. We're stockpiling lower grade material down to the economic cutoff, which is about 1 gram for gold, given the milling and the transportation costs involved at Rodeo. So anything between that 2 gram and the life of mine average now at 3.3 grams per ton looks very good to us. And we are seeing significant intervals at plus 3 grams per ton on these new structures. So, you know, best case scenario is that we increase significantly the period of time that we can produce at the plus 3 gram per ton gold grade. Second best is that we're in that range between 2 and 3, which has, you know, substantial positive economic impact on the company. There is also a large additional low-grade resource, you know, between 1 and 2 grams per ton, which is economic to process, but doesn't quite have the financial benefit to the company that we'd like to see. So we're playing with a few different categories of material that can be processed. And certainly we're looking at increasing substantially the life of the high-grade production from Rodeo, high-grade being plus 3 grams per ton.
Well, Warren, let's shift over to another project in the stable, and that's the Velardeña project in Mexico, which, if just to bring people up to speed, it used to be in production, and you're considering bringing it back into production possibly later this year, with the idea being that you could produce three different concentrates there, a silver lead concentrate, a zinc concentrate, and hopefully a bio-oxidation gold concentrate. But there's been some questions about what the batting order would be and what you may do. So just bring us up to speed on what the plan is for Velardeña moving forward.
Yeah, I'm glad to do that. Now, we're making great progress on the additional metallurgical testing that we need to finalize the plans for the bio-oxidation plant. And that's a feasibility levels test, a series of tests that will be done in South Africa. Now, we've got that the bulk sample taken. It's about to be shipped to South Africa. We'll also do some more optimization in the flotation processing to make sure we get the gold into that pyrite concentrate that can be oxidized and then gold extracted via the cyanide process at our mill. But meanwhile, we see the opportunity at today's silver price to start production based on the silver lead zinc side of the story while building the BIOX plant next year. So I'm still very keen to see that we have all the information we need to make a positive production restart decision based on the silver lead zinc late this year. I'm looking for just the detailed mine plan, the economic analysis, and then proof of mining concept to make sure that we can control the dilution the way we think we can, to make sure we can deliver the head grades that we have in the plan to the mill. So look for that decision later this year. It's been pushed back a bit over my initial hopes, but we certainly will get there in Q4 of this year to a go, no-go decision on the restart of Velardania without the BIOX plant being constructed, which would give us the additional cash flow that would help us, you know, pay for the construction of the BIOX plant next year. So that's where we are with that.
Well, Warren, what could it mean as far as the production profile for the company if you had not just Rodeo, but also Velardania in production for at least the silver, lead, zinc portion of it before the gold kicked in? And what would the breakdown be on production from Velardania with the silver, lead, and zinc? And then how would it grow with the gold production?
Yeah, it's a great question. The so basically, Velardania has about equal value in silver and in gold in the material that we produce or can produce from there. Each of the silver production and the gold production is worth about 1 million silver ounces per year, or as silver equivalent for the gold. And so that basically is the same amount of production as we have at Rodeo right now, relatively speaking. So if we were to start Velardania based on the silver, lead, zinc, we'd be essentially doubling our effective production economically compared to what we're producing at Rodeo right now. So it would be a very interesting, you know, jump forward for the company. And if we can bring that forward before the bioxidation plant is built, you know, it's obviously going to be a benefit to the company and to the shareholders. Now, the once the BIOX is functioning as well, that's you know, an additional 1 million silver equivalent ounces in gold, of course, on an annual basis according to the plan. And so, you know, theoretically, if Rodeo is still producing, we could triple our production profile in terms of economic benefit to the company with both Rodeo and Velardania producing with the BIOX plant running in, you know, say 2023. So it's a ramp up to that point, the way I see it, and just looking for that positive decision to get started.
Okay. Thanks for those updates. Now, Warren just had another project question in here, is that the company does hold a few other projects within the project portfolio. Any other broad updates you can give us here as to work and near-term catalysts?
Yeah, you know, first of all, you know, we had been mentioning doing a drill program at the Yokiva district where we had excellent results earlier this year. We've put that off a bit based on the Rodeo drilling. So we will probably still drill that late this year, early next. But meanwhile, we've started drilling at a project in Argentina. It's a very interesting project. It's a project that's adjacent to the Taca Taca copper porphyry project of First Quantum, world-class copper project. We have a very interesting copper target and a very interesting high sulfidation gold silver target on that piece of property called Cerrita Este. This is an option that we have with Cascadero Copper, listed on the Vancouver Exchange, and we're earning into that. And we have started drilling in late June, and we should be seeing some results from that drilling here in the next few weeks. I'm very excited about that. It's got all the earmarks of being a very interesting project, both on the copper side and on the gold-silver side.
Warren, just as we kind of wrap things up here, over the next few months, there's a lot of different balls in the air for the company, a lot of different work you're doing. What are the main things you want investors to take away? And what are the key catalysts that investors should be watching for in the company's news flow as we balance out the year?
So I think the key points are, you know, certainly the possible decision to start production at Velardania will have a massive effect on the company's cash flow. When we get that positive decision, and start moving forward, you know, we'll see that basically re-rating as a much larger company based on that growth. Also, you know, results from the Rodeo drilling for extending the Rodeo life of mine, and certainly from the exploration project at Cerrita Este in Argentina. Positive results there will have a dramatic effect on our future. So those are the things to look at in the short term. And in the longer term, the Yokiva district will still have that on the drill plan late this year, early next.
All right, Warren, I appreciate the update. Again, if anybody has any follow-up questions, you can always email us either fleck@kereport.com or Shad at kereport.com. And full disclosure, Shad is a shareholder of Golden Minerals. Warren, keep us up to date on future news, okay? And we'll bring you back on the show in the near term.
Thank you, Corey. Thank you, Shad. Great to talk to you.